Republican challenger Sheila Finkenbinder reminded chamber members that, if elected, she would be joining a Republican majority in the House, giving her added influence.
My job, especially being in the majority, would be having a strong effect on making sure that District 35 is fairly treated in that budget and how it affects all the industries, fishing, timber, tourism, healthcare.
In response to this claim, four-year incumbent Jonathan Christ Tompkins has sometimes asserted that minority Democrats have never held more power since the majority must win their cooperation to draw money from the state's constitutional budget reserve, money needed to keep the state running. But this time he took a different tack.
I reject the assumption that Sheila would necessarily be in the majority next year, and me, the converse. Right now, the math in the legislature is effectively a 20-20 split in the House of Representatives. This race, among others, potentially determining that balance of power.
All 40 seats in the House of Representatives are up for re-election this year, and 28 of them are considered competitive, and 5 of those in Anchorage are considered anyone's guess. If an evenly divided House came about, Christ Tompkins alluded to the likely formation of a bipartisan majority caucus, much like the one organized in the Alaska Senate between 2006 and 2012, which elevated Sitka Senator Bert Stedman to the co-chairmanship of the Senate Finance Committee. Finkenbinder, though, criticized Democrats for being obstructionist when presented with the governor's budget last session.
Last year, the House majority did support the governor's sustainable budget plan. The minority voted against that plan repeatedly, causing a stalemate until millions more from the constitutional budget reserve were leveraged back into the budget. Ultimately, the governor vetoed much of the additional money and felt forced to veto part of our PFD.
That was a lot for Finkenbinder to pile on Democrats, especially when she argued that they had no power. Christ Tompkins saw the situation differently.
The sustainable budget plan introduced by the governor was held up by legislators of both parties, and that part is accurate, but not by the minority or any organization as a whole. I think what Sheila is referring to are negotiations with the constitutional budget reserve, which were protracted and took a long time, and there were a lot of reasons that that happened, but it was ultimately settled and that budget was passed.
Christ Tompkins said that the process, which did draw down the state's reserves by around $3 billion, produced a more moderate and compromise-oriented budget. Finkenbinder also criticized Christ Tompkins for a no vote on HB 247, which reduces oil tax credits paid to oil companies. Christ Tompkins responded that there were many iterations of the bill, and his opposition was to credits which he says favored the big three producers on the North Slope, BP, Conoco, and Exxon, and were less favorable toward companies trying to break into the business. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.